Okay, let's get into Erevin Yerushalmi Daf Yud Gimel, the last daf here in the first parak of Maseches Erevin, and we are on Yud Beis Mabeis, right in the middle of the Amud. So the Mishnah had quoted a couple of different opinions relating to when is one allowed to have an inferior type of mechitza, one that does not have both horizontal and vertical bars, but one or the other. So when is one allowed to have it? So the issue was the where and the who. Is it, are there kulas for only a rabim, at least three people, or more, or does the kulas apply to even a yachid, and does it only apply if one is traveling, or even if one is sitting at home in residence, you know, that also. So there are four different opinions in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says it only applies to a shayara. Rabbi Yehuda says it only applies to a, at least three, oh, we'll see, at least three people, at least a rabim. And the Rabbi Chum say, no, lo dibru b'shayara l'behove, the Chum say, that even less, even a yachid. And then Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, right, the son of the first opinion, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, it only, no, you need a serious mechitza of Shesi and Arif, meaning we'll have to see, how is he arguing on the, his father also at least said Rabim, but he seems to say even even more limited, as we'll see. The Chamom and the Chum say, no, any one of two, right, of Shesi or Arif, and we'll, the Pnei Moshe explained that even, according to the fourth opinion, even a yachid in the Yishuv, that is all okay. And then we have the four halachas, the four dvarim, patu b'machaneh, that we'll get back to. So the Mishnah was explained by the Gemara. The Gemara starts off by saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a difference between Rabim and Yachid, between Shayara, because it says Beferish. B'Shayara, Rabbi Yehuda says. So the Gemara wonders now, which we're up to this question, according to the Rabbanan, who say, Lo dibur chachamim Shayara el bahoveh, that it's not Dafka Shayara. Could he be even by less? Do they have any kulas when it comes to a tzibur versus yachid? That was the question. Let's read that again. So the Gemara says again, "Makivim b'kam b'sheir de Rabbi Yehuda ha yachid sorach shesi va'arif ha Rabbi Yehuda mishanya ben yachid l'shayara Rabbanan lo mahashni ben yachid l'shayara." Is it true the Rabbanan don't have any kulas? Is there any kula for the rabbim according to the Rabbanan? So Rishminim and Ada, yeah. They do learn from the following discussion, which will end on the first line of the next Amud. Shayara Shachanes Betel Shugavoa Asara. If you have a caravan, a group of people that were chona on Shabbos on a mound, like a hill, a ridge in Rishus Arabim that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So it's a Rishus Hayachid, basically. B'neka Shu Amak Asara, or a ditch that is 10 deep. Begina shumukefes geder. So what's the chiddush of those two? That they're natural, and not, man-made. So it wasn't, obviously was made me'elah. Begina shumukefes geder. Or a gina that is surrounded by a geder. But again, it was not made for residential. It was just made for it to be a garden. Metaltalin ba filukur filukurayim. Even if it's a very large area, you can be metaltal in it. Meaning your mechitzas don't have to be made l'shem, mechitza. Metaltalin bikula. We switch the girsa. You can be metaltalin all of it in the whole area. Ubilvad, says the Brisa, Ubilvad shalo yishayru ba beis sasayim panui. As long as you don't have an area of beis sasayim that is open, that is unused. Right, so we'll get to, we spoke about also in the past, like karpev shlohukaf ladira, an area that was not enclosed for residential purposes, that might ruin the eruv, the size of beis sasayim. But this Brisa is saying, if there are appropriate mechitzas. So then, as long as there isn't an area, beis asayim, that is unused, then they can be metatal in the whole area. Rav Acher bar, b'shem Rabbi Chinina, afilu uchvos, afilu avitin. What kind of uses do you need in that area? Even if you just put stuff down in there. You don't even have to, like, live there or eat there. Even if you just put down your saddles or your pillows in that area, that could help and make it considered not panui. Milsa, the Rav Huna, Amr, Bavat Adam. Rav Huna says, no, no. You have to use it. You can't just put stuff down there. You have to use it. Says the Gemara, continuing about this Brisa. Amar da Amar, Rabbi Ba, B'shem Rav Huna. Echad Oshnayim. This is, again, talking about this case of surrounded areas that was not Hukaf Ladira. Echad Oshnayim, Mosom Lehem Beis Sasayim. If it's only one or two people, so then it's up to Beis Sasayim. That's it. And that's what we've spoken about in the past. Chazal Midrabanan said you can't carry in an area that was not surrounded and enclosed for residential purposes because it kind of feels like a Rosh Hashanah. It's a very large. So that's for one or two people. But for Shlosha, but once you have three people, then you already have more kulas. Notzon lahen beishisha sa'im. So then if you have three people, then you give them six sa'ah. Maybe it's two beis sa'ah for every person. Mikan ve'elach, if it's more than three, lefi cheshba, depending on how many people you have. You have two beis sa'ah for each person. And this Rav Chuna is saying that what that Braisa meant was that you can have it as large as based on the number of people there, as long as after you give two sa'ah to each person, you don't have besides that beis sa'ayim that is panui. That's how he learns the Braisa. But this is all you see from this Braisa. And Rav Chuna's comment on the Braisa, that there is a difference between the Yachin and Tzipur, and we assume this is the Kuli Alma. We assume this is the Kuli Alma, that, again, the whole idea of Karpe, Shluka, Fladira, or the case here is by one or two. But once you have more people, so then you have more kulas, it can be larger, right? And that is a kula according to the Rabbanan as well. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda had the kula in the Mishnah, in terms of the type of mechitza, an inferior type of mechitza, Rabbi Yehuda versus, and the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan also say, even though in that context they say there's no difference, and there are kulas by a yachid too, but here's a context where the Rabbanan would agree that there is a kula. Good. Ein shayar apachad b'shloshim. We continue with other halachas relating to, again, when are you allowed to have these inferior type of mechitzas? You need at least three. Shayar is not less than three. Ein shayar b'chusam b'shloshim. Ein goy mashlim l'shayara. A non-Jew cannot be mashlim to be considered one of the three because Hilchos Shabbos is not shayach to him. And therefore, right, it's not relevant. You look in the Pnei Moshe. Delav bar chiyuvahu. A guy is not a bar chiyuva. Not only is he not a bar chiyuva, we know he's not allowed. He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Milachim. With the context of the Rambam talks all about the halachas of Bnei Noach in the entire Perek Yud. Perek Tes, he already starts talking about the history of mitzvahs, for Jews, starting with Bnei Noach, but then there are mitzvahs that keep being added on throughout history. At the Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchos Milachim. Al Shisha Dvarim Nistavu Adam Arishon. Adam was commanded six mitzvahs. Avodah Zarah, Berchas Hashem, Shvichas Damim, Gili Arayas, Gezel, and Dinim. Ava Bisha Kulan Kabbalah Hein Biyadenu Mimoshe Rabbeinu Vahadas Notelahen. Every phrase here has to be analyzed. Even though all of these are, it's a Mesorah from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Das Notelahen. They're all logical. Michlal Divrei HaTorah Yir'esh Al Eilu Nitztavu. But the Mashmas from the Torah is that he was commanded, even though we know it from Moshe Rabbeinu, later on Har Sinai, but we have a Mesorah that it's from earlier. Hosif Lenoach Eivir Menachai, Shnemer Achpaser Benachshod Amal Osochelu, Nimsa Sheva Mitzvahs, V'chein HaDavar B'chala Olam at Avraham. It was seven mitzvahs until Avraham Avinu came along, the history of mitzvahs. Nitztava Yetzar Al Eilu B'mila, V'hu is Palal Shachris. He received Mila, and he daven Shachris, as he was commanded. He daven Shachris. V'Yitzchak Hifrish Meiser, V'Hosef Tfila Acheres, Lifnos Hayom. Yitzchak was Meiser, V'Avitim L'Meiser Mikol, and he added on another Tfila. Does not call it Mincha. He just says, daven Lifnos Hayom. V'Yakov Hosef Gidhan Nashev, his Palel Arvis. And then the Rambam adds, a mysterious line, the Meshech Chachma wonders what he is referring to. U'B'Mitzrayim Nitztave Amram B'Mitzvahs Yiseros. And Amram got more mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs did Amram get? We don't know. Right? Amram got more mitzvahs. Ajaba Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlama Torah al yado. And the Torah was hushlam al yado. And then the Rambam talks all about the Sheva mitzvahs. That's in Perek Tes. Then in Perek Yud, he talks more about Bnei Noach. Not the Sheva mitzvahs, that was Perek Tes, but Bnei Noach is Perek Yud. And he talks about all the mitzvahs of all the halachas of Bnei Noach. What about Mila? So there, in that context, Perek Yud halacha Tes, the Rambam says, puts together, even though in the Gemara, we pointed this out, the Gemara, they're put after each other, but they're not connected in the Gemara. The halacha about a non-Jew not learning Torah and a non-Jew not keeping Shabbos. But the Rambam puts them in the same halacha and connects them with a v'chein. Goy sha'asak b'torah chayev misa, lo yasok ela b'shevet misa shalom bilvad. We're not allowed to learn Torah. V'chein, goy sha'shavas, two different makoros in the Gemara. But the Rambam puts them together. V'goy sha'shavas afilu b'yomi mosachol, im asa oso latzmo kamo shabbos chayim misa. Vein zorach lomer im asa moed latzmo. Kol osho davar. So how can the Rambam put it together? It's two different halachas. No Torah, no Shabbos. The answer is the Rambam understands that these two are definitional to our religion. And if the whole point of a non-Jew not doing these is because you have two choices, right? You have two choices in life, to be a Jew or to be a non-Jew. right? But the twain shall not meet, right? And the Judaism does not believe in going out and proselytizing, right? We're the only religion like that. A person could be a non-Jew, could be a non-Jew, that's fine. There's no lachadchila to convince, and we even push away. The Rambam says, klolo shodavar, ein manichan osan lachadesh das, velasos mitzvahs la'atzman midaitan. We don't let them, you know, make new religions. Ela oye gert tzedek v'yikabo kala mitzvahs, oyamad b'tarasov lo yosef lo yigra. That's the Rambam. So that's the Gemara here, where it says that a goy is not mashlim b'shayara, because he's not relevant to Hilcha Shabbos. And then the Gemara asks, katan maush yashlim b'shayara. What about a child? A child is also not mechuyev in Hilcha Shabbos. So is a child, is he mashlim to make it three to have the coolest of a shayara or not? No answer given in that question, right? The Pnei Moshe says, Moshe Ashlim, b'kivan shebalach l'chiyiv, he's going to become t'chiyiv, olo, v'lo nifshata habaya, the question is not answered. If you look in the Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos, the Rambam says, a katan is not mitzdarif. Katan is not mitzdarif. That's Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Tezayin. And the Magen Mishnah says, it must be that the Rambam, by the lifshata, he goes l'chumra. He says, it's a baya in the I don't think the Bavli talks about it. He quotes the our Magen Mishnah quotes our Yerushalmi, today's daf, for Rabbeinu Pasak lahachmir bekatan, for kol shekein begoy. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. And the Mefarshim wonder, didn't we have halacha kedivrei Meikel be'eruv? So you should be Meikel if it's a baya delivshita, unless you say this is about mechitzas and not eruv, like we had that chilik of mechitzas versus eruv. But this is the Rambam Shita. And the end of the context, this is why he says, Yachid Shashavas Bebika, Vasa Mechitza Savivlo. If it's Beis Asayim, okay. Vimhai says, yes, or Beis Asayim, Eidem Matata Velaka Abba Amos. This is even if you made a surrounding in order to be in for Shabbos, up to Beis Asayim, that's the kula of for one or two. But if it's more of a Shlosha Yisraelim, right, that's implying implicitly, he's answering the Goy question, of a Shlosha Yisraelim, or Yeser Alayan, Sheshafsu Babika, Harin Shayara, Mutalatata, Bechol Tzarchan, Afila Kamamilin, as long as there's no area that is based on Sayim Panui below Kalim, right? He passes the Kula on that issue of Kalim. Okay, we continue. Hey Chavida, says the Gemara, what about these cases? What about these cases? If something happened in the middle of Shabbos, middle of Shabbos. Again, we just learned that there are kulas for more than two people. Hayushayim, the Irvu, Erev Echad. There were two people, and they made one Erev. It doesn't really mean that. The Irvu, Erev Echad here means, as the Pnei Moshe explains, it means that it was small enough, it was Beis Asayim. It means they could carry in there as if they made an Erev Echad. That's what the Irvu, Erev Echad here means. So what happens if Shabbos started, and there were one or two people, and there was an area of Beis Asayim, and they were carrying fine. And then all of a sudden on Shabbos, Ubaha Goy Vahosif. And all of a sudden on Shabbos, a Goy comes and brings another Jew and says, here, you live here. So now there are three Jews here. And not only that, he breaks open the Mechitza and he expands the Mechitza to more than Beis Asayim. So do we say, well, oh, okay, now there are three Jews and you can have more than a Beis Asayim. Do you say that? Or do you say, no, once Shabbos started and you had a certain reality, that's it. So Gemara says, you're stuck. No, Shabbos was already, when Shabbos started, you only had two people here, and therefore it was only up to Beis Asayim. So even though another Jew came along on Shabbos, we do not say that you now have a larger area. No, you go by what it was when Shabbos started. And the other way, also, Lekula. Hayu Shlosha, what if when Shabbos started, there were three Jews? The Irvu Shnei Eruvin. And what does that mean? Again, the Pnei Moshe says, it doesn't really mean Irvu Shnei Eruvin. They had enough people in order to be able to carry in the larger area as if there were two Erevs made. Right? You see on the second medium line in the Pnei Moshe. Klomar, Yoser Mishir Beis Asayim, She'enu El Ashir Erev Echad, V'lav Davka Shnayim Eruvin, El Ashir Erev Echad L'kol Echad Ve'echad. It doesn't mean two Erevs, it just means that you had an area of two bigger than two. Uba Gayu Pachas, and then what happened? A guy came along and took away one Jew and made smaller the area. Do we say, oh, now you only have the small area? No. Kredichos HaShabbos, Beheter. You go by what it was when Shabbos started. That's the halacha that we have later on. We'll have by Erev Tchumen. You go by where there was a Kenyan Shvisa at the moment when Shabbos started, and that determines the halacha. Good. Rabbi Radifa, Rabbi Nisa Shal, Ma'olitein Lam, Shlosha, Rashi Torin, Sheizem Etalta Betoch Shazayim, Shozev, Zem Etalta Betoch Shazayim, Shozev. What happens, what we just said, if you have three people, so then you could get more of a Beis Asayim. But what if you have, you see in the picture, of the Karban Eidah. What if you have, remember the Rosh Torah? We had these pictures in Kilayim, Mesechas Kilayim. There are three triangular fields, and the point is all next to the next one. So are they, and each, there's one person living in each one. Do you say they're all considered one big field, and therefore they could carry within, each other's field, or do you say not? Or do you say not? That's one. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, he has a different picture, how each person owns, you know, one big triangle, you see on the left side. So either way, that's the question. Do you view this as one field or not? So Rav Acha, B'shem Rav Chasdoi, ask, so that's a question, and that is also, unanswered question. Good. Next statement. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Chasdoi asked Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda back in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda said he was the one that had the most machmir shita. He says a mechitza has to be shesi va'arev, and if it's not shesi va'arev, it's not horizontal and vertical. It's not a mechitza. So says the Gemara, he is b'shitas aviv v'chalak al aviv. In one sense, he is agreeing with his father, Rabbi Yehuda, and in one sense, he's arguing with his father. Right, in what ways? B'shitas aviv, he's agreeing with his father, b'yachid, switch the word, pachos mi beis asayim. He's agreeing with his father. His father said, right, what Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, if you have one person, then it's all good. You don't have these kulas. You only have the kula by Shayara. So he agrees with his father in that. B'yachid pachos beis asayim, if you have less than beis asayim, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, the son, agree that a yachid cannot use Mechitzos geruos. Right? A yachid cannot use mechitzos geruos. Rabbi Yehuda said that. The only kulas are by shayara. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. So, you cannot use mechitzos geruos for a yachid. What about the chalak alaviv, the machlokas between them is, b'shayara yoser b'beis asayim. What if you have a shayara, right? You have more than, you have three people or more, but it is an area that's more than beis asayim. Could you use inferior mechitzos? That's the machlokas. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda that would say, yes, and Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda the son would say no. Again, they would agree by a yachid within a beis asayim that they cannot use mechitzas gruos. But what about a shayara in more than a beis asayim? That's the machlokas. Theinashkechinan Rabbi Yehuda da Amar, and we have says the Gemara. Where do you see beferish that Rabbi Yehuda holds biyachid pachos mi beis asayim tzarach shesiv arev? Right? Where do you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds explicitly that a yachid in a smaller field, Nietzsche Arif, the Mishnah doesn't say a word about what it's talking about. The Mishnah just says, Rabbi Yehuda says, you need Shayara, you can't have a Yachid. So how do you know Beferish that he says that a Yachid in a small area still needs, you cannot use Mechitzas Gruos? The Shmina Menada, he learns it from the following, Demar, Rev Acha, Tana, Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem Rev Sheshes, K'Shem Shechalukin Kan, right, we have the statement, just like we have the Machlokas in our Mishnah, about Hilchos Shabbos, about a Shayara, whether Rabbi Yehuda says Shesiva Arev, and the Chachamim say either or. Shem Shechalukin Kan, Kachalukin B'Kilayim. Just like there's a Machlokas here, so too there's a Machlokas about by Kilayim, like we had yesterday, the day before, in terms of separating the fields of Kilei Akerim and Zra'im. So Gemara says, wait, if it's the same Machlokas there, but the Kilayim Lo'afilu, he beis rova, but Kilayim is obviously, there's no a large amount that's required, even a small area. Even a small area, you have the same machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan say you could use a mechitza gruos, and the Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to. So you see Rabbi Yehuda is discussing even small areas. So you assume his shita is by small areas, less than a beis asayim, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda says a shita that only by a shayara and not by a yachid. So that's how you know Rabbi Yehuda holds that way, and we see Rabbi Yehuda, his son, agrees with him in that detail. Again, a yachid in an area, beis asayim, cannot use mechitzas gruos. Right? That's the, cannot use the either shesi or arev. Period. Okay, next section of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah said there were four things that we allow, we pater, we exempted a machane in an army camp. Four things. How big is an army camp? What if one person goes out to fight? Does he have these kulas? Kama machane, kami machane. How big is the machane? Right, because only by a machane they were matir, not by yechidim. Even if the yachid is going out l'machama, so the Gemara has a couple of opinions. Rabbi Chananya Amar Meya. You need at least 100 people. Vayava, why? Because it says by Gidon, one of the shoftim. Vayava Gidon Umeya Isha Sher Ito Bixeya Machane. And Gidon and 100 men went with him to Bixeya Machane. As you see in the pasuk, it says Meya Ish and it says the word Machane. So you see that, that's how we understand that, from that Hekish, that in the same, pasuk, you have Meya Ish and you have Machane. One opinion, 100. Rabbi Avuna Abai. Rabbi Avuna says, "Ilo amar machane va'anashim asher ito mea yaos." If it said the word machaneh right next to the word 100 in the pasuk, fine. Meaning, but it has the word kitzei in between. So that's why Rabbi Avuna doesn't like that. That pshat, he thinks that there's a break, so he doesn't think that this is a good hekesh in terms of teaching that machaneh is 100. So that's the first opinion, 100. Rabbi Yochanan amar asara. Rabbi Yochanan says 10. 10 is already considered a machaneh, as it says, vayavo'u na'arei David, vayadabru el Naval. Remember the Naval HaKarmeli, and David's men had worked for him, and then he was very mean to them. But it says there, vayavo'u na'arei David, vayadabru el Naval, but you have to know the continuation of the pasuk. But Deborah Naval, Kichal Azra Me'ela B'Shem David, they told Naval all these things in the name of David, Vayanuchu. Vayanuchu, the end of the pasuk said. After they said it over, Vayanuchu. What is Vayanuchu here mean? So we're going to say the word Vayanuchu is related to the word Machane. My Vayanuchu, Reb Yusta B'Shem Barshunam, Amar Nasu Machane. Nasu Machane. They made a machaneh as they came to Naval. See the Karbana Eda, Nasu machaneh, Viramzula Naval, and they were Maramis to Naval, Hashta, Shemutu Lamachaneh, Ligzol, Koshke Chain Bedin Bo'olito. They were hinting that they were 10, and they were a machaneh, hinting that we have the exemptions of taking wood if we need, and especially if, we're allowed to take, but there's no Gezel here. So they were hinting to him, that. Right? One of the mysteries in that whole story was how Abigail ended up married to Naval. Like, how did that happen? They say Naval because he was a Menuval, and he was, so how did they end up getting married in the first place? Before she married David, obviously. Okay, that's number two. So we have 100 and we have 10. Reb Yehuda ben Pazi Omar, Asara ad l'machane gadol k'machane Elokim. A different source. How do you know it's 10? It's because the comparison is l'machane gadol k'machane Elokim. Again, a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, which we're missing a couple of words. The pasuk says, Ki la'eis yom b'yom yavo al David lazro. Those soldiers who came to help David, ad l'machane gadol k'machane Yishalayim. L'machane gadol came like the machane Yishalayim of Elokim. Ad l'machane machane Elokim. Ma'kam machane Elokim. What is the machane of Hashem? Asara. Well, how do you know the machane of Hashem is Asara? Because that's a minion. That's when you have 10 Jews, that the Hashem is, Hashem comes. See the Karbana Eda, again, Da Asara Sheboin Lis Palel, Shechina Mekadma V'Asya. You're only getting a brachas. When the 10 people come, Hashem comes first. V'Yakol Be'Asara Shechinta Sharya, Afilu Eidos Klum. Right, 10 brings the Shechina, and therefore, it is, that's a reference. And the Machane Gadol is compared to Machane Elokim. Let's just do one more line. V'Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Masar Elef K'Machane Yisrael. Maybe 12,000. Maybe the halachas are only 12,000, like Machane Yisrael. Remember at the in Matos and Maaseh, the end of Bamidbar, each shevet sent 1,000 and 12,000 altogether. It's a different deos, 100 or 10 or 12,000 or 12,000. Fact that we say that the Hashem Shechina is 10, we also know there's another chazal that says when there are 600,000 Jews, that's where the Shechina. That's where the Shechina. That's where you make a bracha of Chacham Arazim. Right, so there are many different Ma'amare Chazal about Shechina. The Binyan Siyan has a tshuva about this. In the third tshuva, Binyan Siyan, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, the Aruch Haner, in Simon Gimel, he talks about this. He says, many Ma'amakomas about Shechina. Right, the Tanchuma says, Ad Shalachar Beis HaMikdash Ha'isa Shechina Netuna Behechal. Right, but since then, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Sila Shechidasa Bashamayim, some say it's Bashamayim, there are other chazals that it never left the Kotel HaMaravi, and Omer Achar Kasleinu, right, it's on the Kotel HaMaravi, and others say that the Shechina is, wherever there are 10 Jews. So where's the Shechina? So obviously, he says, the Binyan Siyan says there are different levels and intensities of Shechina, right? Then he says, he gives the mashal about, imagine if you have the sun is shining into a window into a house. So you say the sun's in the house. The sun's not really in the house. The shine of the sun is in the house. There's only one sun. So he says, the Shechina also, there's only one Shechina. But the shine of the Shechina is in different places. Different intensities. Sometimes the windows open wide. Sometimes the shade is closed. Sometimes open halfway. So the same thing, Lahavdi gives that mashal with the Shechina. In terms of the source and all the hashpa'a of the Shechina. So again, Shechina ain't a betela from the Harabayas, but there's also Shechina by a minion, there's also Shechina by one Jew sitting and learning Torah by himself is the Shechina. So there's different levels of Shechina, but that's an important tshuva of the Binyan Siyan, Simon Gimel. It's also discussed in the Hakdama of the Tshuvas Shari Tzion, which is the first volume of the Tshuvas of the Rav of the Kotel, Rabbi Rabinovitz. He talks about it there also in terms of Shechina. Okay. We continue. If you look also in the right here in the back in the Sefer L'chaim Meirushalayim, he also speaks about the fact that it says 22,000. The Gemara Baba Kama Ainsh Kinei Shor Pachos B'Chafes Alav Yisrael. He says maybe that's only regarding Nevuah. There's different levels of Shechina. We continue. Hayotel L'chaim Harishus. If one goes out to Milchemes Rishus, the Rambam discusses what's a Milchemes Rishus, just to expand the borders voluntarily of the of Eretz Yisrael, Milchemes Rishus, the big discussion in the Rishonim about David HaMelech, Kibush Yachid, but Milchemes Rishus, Mutarin, Begezel Eitzim, Lachim, one is allowed to take, if it's Milchemes Rishus, you're allowed to take the moist wood, which you don't think that the owner put away yet to use, V'asur, but Begezel Eitzim Yevashim, but the dry ones, maybe he put away already. If it's a mechemes mitzvah, mechemes chova, then you can take whatever you want. Rav Daniel Breder of Katina B'Shem Rav Chuna, Imayasu and Chavila Aser. Maybe if they've already made into a bundle, so you see a person already did a kinyan on it, then you don't say, again, up to now we just said, you can go into anybody's property and take their stuff. But here, if they did something to show that they're planning to use it, so maybe that's us. Ad Kadum B'Shein and Smuch HaLacharish. This is all if it's not next to a forest where the soldiers could get their own stuff from the forest. Afilu smuchin lacharesh. So, is this a question? Is this a statement? Carbon Ada says it's a question. Is it even if you're right next to a forest and the soldiers could go to a forest, could they still take from wood that's on the ground? The Pnei Moshe says it's a statement. Even smuchin lacharesh, they're allowed to take. A question how to understand the Yerushalmi. Or the next line. Ad kadu mishein on smuchin lamayan. When do we say that they don't have to do netilas yadayim? That's if they're not next to a mayan. Afilu smuchin lamayan. Is it even if they're samuch or a statement? It's even if they're samuch. Right? Different deos in the achronim. Period. We also said in the Mishnah that if they can be patur from tzmai, right? They don't have to worry about tzmai because rov amei aretz ma'asrin. So the Gemara says nichnusu imoyin la'ir. What if they have tzmai in the milcham and they're being makel and all of a sudden they come into the city and all of a sudden they're in the city. They're not in the makom milcham anymore. Could they still be makel with the tzmai that's in their knapsack? They ate half the sandwich right outside. They ate half the fruit outside. Now they want to eat the other half of the fruit. Right? Could they do it? Kfar niftaru. Says the Gemara, yeah, it's already potter, it was already niftar. Once they were able to treat it as lakula, they could treat it as lakula. And the opposite, yatsu iman meir, but if they had stuff, they went out, they brought fruit out to the milk battlefield. So now do you say they have the heter of demai? No, kfar niskaivu but demai. You go by what it was when they started eating. If you look also in the, Mefarshim in the back, they also wonder, if you remember, we had a Mishnah relating to this, the Sefer Halacha L'Moshe, right? We had a Mishnah in Demai that spoke about, remember, you're not allowed to trust an Am Haaretz, but if he says on Shabbos, on Yontif, you're allowed to be Mako because, people are worried about Yontif, people are scared of Shabbos. So what happens if you trusted him on Shabbos and now it's mostly Shabbos, you have leftovers? Are you allowed to continue based on your earlier Heter? The Mishnah says no. It says, Amosi Shabbos, you have to be Maaser. What if you have a barrel left over from Yontif? So it's not so clear that you can just continue drinking the barrel, relying on the Heter. So he just wonders, he says, why is it here that it's different? Tzarech Iyun, Amai benichlusu iman la'ir, Armina kfar niftaru. Maishta behad atab demai, fourth parak, alokeach perish bishino neman ala maisras, vishachach la'asran, shoalu b'shabbos v'och la'opiv, because he's not going to lie on Shabbos. Chashcha, Motzi Shabbos, lo yochal chi aser. Vayin shabbi Yerushalmi, derak lekavit Shabbos ikilu. So maybe you're not. So Tzarachian, he leaves it. Maybe why should the Heter continue? Okay. We continue. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yevo, Amar Rabbi Chizkiah b'shem Rabbi Yudah ben Pazi. Damai. What is Damai? So we know. Damai. Right? This what it is. Tikein lo tikein. Right? You're not sure if it's Mesukan or not. That's what Damai is. Umi la'arev. And we said that they're putter from Erev. What Erev? Rabbi Chizkiah bar Ashi Amar Hadadat Amar Be'eriv v'chatzeros. But the Bavli also says this. They're potter from Eiru v'chatzeros. Aval be'eirivu tchumen. To stretch the tchum, 2,000 amas, tzvar torahin. That's daraisa, and therefore that we're not makel in. Again, what does it mean, daraisa? Rov Rishonim say that tchumen is darabanan. So dvar torah here either means that maybe it has a remez in the Torah, I'm yetzi ish b'mkomo, or maybe it means that maybe the outer tchumen, not 2,000 amos, but the Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa, according to some Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rif. But either way, the Ramban, the Rashba, most Rishonim hold that all Tchumen is Darabanan, right? Even the Yud Beis Mil. So they would have to read this Gemara as either Deloke Hilchasa, right? It's like Rabbi Akiva, or it just means it's a Remes. Says the Gemara, V'yesh Chatzirs B'machaneh? We're saying that you can be Mako by Erev Chatzirs in the camp. in the camp, they're all like sitting in the yard. Eruv Chatzer is only needed if you have private areas that go out to a joint area. So Gemara says, yeah, switch the word. Let's say they set up their own tent and they have the middle area that they both use. That's what it's talking about. Like we learned in the Braisa. The olim and the machaneh do not need an eruv, as we just explained. Olim shebishayara tzricha eruv. But if it's just in a shayara, a few people, but it's not a machaneh of the army, tzricha eruv, that would use need an eruv. Period. Yehuda ben Tema Omer, avchonin b'chol makom. Also, they are allowed, these soldiers out in the machaneh are allowed to stay and set up shop wherever, b'chol makom. Right, in Rishus HaYachid, anybody's property. Umakom sheheine rogin shamnik barin. Now you have a separate halacha of meis mitzvah. The bar says, in a place where someone is killed, that's where they are buried. Shalot tomar ye asu karuge pal musuyotos. So we shouldn't say, oh, we're like the enemies who just throw they're killed in mass graves. We don't do that. No, you're konim mekomo. Again, if it's a place where they're a separate beis hakfaris, so then Rachman al Islan, we bring them back to the beis hakfaris. But if it's in a field and there's no separate beis hakfaris, they would be konim mekomo. Is tani tani asul fanosan? Is tani tani mutul fanosan? Some say you're allowed to remove them, exhume them after they were buried, and some say not. Amar Rav Chasdai mant Amar mutul fanosan imuchunasan. The one who says you're allowed to exhume them is where originally where the situation required that you just bury them together. And then after, when they were together, you could take them out and bury them separately. Remember the Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva. He said he spoke about a case where they found, like years ago, they found in Russia, I think it was, this huge mass grave of Jewish bones. So do you have to try to like use DNA and try to figure out whose bodies belongs to what and bury them after separately and try to spend the hundreds of thousands of dollars to be able to, he said, if they've been all together for 100 years, no, you could keep them together. There's no chiyuv. No chiyuv. In a case where it's possible and it's soon after and it's not just bones, so then that's what this price is Lechor talking about. Just like going out to war, they're potter, so too on their way back, they're also potter. Rabbi Yossi, why? Because it's also dangerous coming back. Rabbi Yossi barbun shamala minada for the following. Mi yarei v'charad, right? You have it from the pasuk in Shoftim. Mi yarei v'charad yashuv v'yitzfa b'har Gilad. Whoever's scared should go back early in the morning. Spar b'har mihar Gilad. V'lamei chozim b'tzvir. Why do you have to go back very early in the morning? B'bnei asonim, because of our enemies that hate us, that they're going to, even on the way back, they're going to try to get us, and therefore you have to go in the morning before they realize. Rabbi Yossi barbun mishim rav. Same thing. Yoshem shem halichasam b'turim me'abad dvarim. Ka'ab ha'chazirasam b'turin me'abad dvarim. Hajalav parak mavui. This takes us through the first parak of Maseches Eruvin.